comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Well, perhaps George could be singing "There Goes the Sun," as we indeed have the eclipse coming, the great American solar eclipse coming Monday. And joining us right now is Dr. Ron Kachuk of Ball State's Charles W. Brown Planetarium, who is the expert on this eclipse. Dr. Kachuk, welcome.
Good morning.
And this, the first eclipse that we've had here in Muncie, at least in this part of the state, since 1994, is that correct?
94, we had what's called an annular eclipse with it's kind of almost a partial, in that the moon was at its far point in its orbit from the Earth. So the moon looked a little bit smaller than normal, and it wasn't really quite big enough to cover the whole sun. And the best you get's a ring, an annulus, and that's what we saw. It was kind of cool, but totals are always better.
And the total eclipse means the size of the moon, as it were, in the viewing aspect, is covering the disk of the sun.
Right. We live in a unique place in the solar system. We have a 400-400 coincidence, as we call it. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun physically, but it's 400 times closer. And so it looks the same width, just about.
Well, that's one thing. I had your class in 1975, Astro 101, and that, I believe, we discussed back then.
Back when the moon and sun were a lot younger, yes.
Yes, I think you and I were a lot younger as well. Well, the percentage of sun coverage here in Muncie is going to be, what, around 90%, is it?
90%, which is going to be impressive. Things to look for, well, will it get really, really dark? Not really. It'll get like a cloudy day. But if it's clear, it's going to be a little weird because it's going to be dark like a cloudy day, but you can still see a blue sky. 90% coverage does not mean it's 90% safe or mostly safe to look at without eye protection. It's still 100% dangerous. And so you really do need eye protection to look at it. Some people get scared off when I talk about that kind of stuff and say, I'm just going to stay inside and have nothing to do with it. Keep in mind, the sun's dangerous every day. It's just on an eclipse day, you have a reason to want to look at it.
Why is that?
Curiosity. And it's the great... I think for some people, it's tying you to the cosmos more directly than, say, going to work ever does. Here you can actually, you're in the shadow of a moon that's a 250,000 miles away, which is being lit by something 100 million miles away. Puts things, at least briefly, in perspective, gets you to look up.
Indeed. So if we look at the sun directly, which we don't want to do, either on a day when we have beautiful, clear skies, or we have a beautiful clear day with an eclipse. What is it about the eclipse that is so harmful to eyes, and for that matter, digital cameras, including cameras in our phones?
Yeah, because there's optics involved. The eye, of course, is a lens in the front, and so is your camera. It concentrates the light. In the case of the human eye, it concentrates it back on the retina, which is really your detector. It's like the sensor of a cell phone camera. And it literally can get burned by that concentrated energy. And the sly part about it is you won't feel the burning because there's no pain sensors involved there.
I see. So where can we get these glasses? Because people have been asking me through email, Facebook, or on the street, Stan, where can we get these proper glasses? Because there are some bogus ones out there as well.
Certainly bogus ones showing up. People without any ethics are passing off some fraudulent viewers. The legitimate ones are pretty scarce now. Millions were made. In fact, we had some at the planetarium, 5,000. They're all gone. With a slight possibility Friday night, we might have some. We've got a little path. We might have a few extra, but I can't promise that to any of the audience. Well, if you want to come to the program, we may have them.
Oh, then talk about that program, if you would, please, because my wife and I attended it last week, and it's terrific. Everything you wanted to know, but were afraid to ask about the eclipse.
Yeah, everything you want to know. It's about eclipses in general, and it's a lot of specific things about Monday. We've been showing it for weeks now, many weeks all through the summer, helping to educate folks about why it's great to go look at eclipse and why it's very critical to be careful about how you look. On eclipse day, we'll be running that program at 9, 10, 11, and noon. And on eclipse day from 2 to 3 on the University Green, there's going to be a little eclipse viewing party. The university is passing out, and you can get in on this, 10,000 free viewers.
That's where we can get them.
There and actually at some of the crosswalks by the traffic lights and things, they're going to have volunteers just passing these things out in droves. So hopefully you can grab one.
Now, the University Green, as it's been called, I thought, well, that's got to be the Arts Terrace. No, it's right out here in front of the Letterman Building by the Schaefer Carillon.
Yes.
So the lawn out in front of the business building, and then on the other side of McKinley here from the Letterman Building. So there will be a great gathering. It's a great kind of event where all of us will gather and see the wonder of the sun.
There'll be at least one small solar telescope, and Dana Thompson, our assistant director, will be there to answer questions.
This total eclipse, again, will not be coming over Muncie. That will be mainly through, at least in the central part of the United States, through Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing about this is that this is pretty much not just a North American eclipse, but a United States eclipse.
The United States is the only place in the world you're going to see this one, as it turns out.
From coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast.
And the best time, that is the time for maximum darkness, so to speak, here in Muncie, would be what?
About 2:30. I say about because it doesn't matter if you look at 2:35 or 2:40, you're not going to tell much difference.
Hmm.
One thing you will notice, though, even if you don't look directly at the sun, is the lighting's going to seem a little weird. It's a little bit darker. Like I said, it's about a cloudy day. If you walk under a tree, the crisscrossing patterns of the leaves with light filters down creates pinhole cameras. And on the ground, you're going to see crescent suns all over the ground. And shadows become very sharp and distinct. You will actually know something's a little weird about the lighting.
And if you've had a glass or two of wine at lunchtime, it might even look more bizarre, I suppose.
Or even more friendly.
Or more friendly. That's true. So the eclipse glasses, or the viewers, the paper bits that kind of look like those 1950s 3D glasses, that's the best way, the proper glasses that we're handing out here on campus.
The bogus ones you can sometimes identify by the fact that if you hold them up to a strong light, like in your living room, you can still see something through them. That should be virtually impossible.
Ah, that's how you can tell.
You can take your cell phone into flashlight mode and put it right up against it and barely see that through them. But if it's nice and bright, throw them away.
Mm. All right. And are there any bus trips or anything of that sort that one can still get in on? Do you know of anything like that?
I think they're all long booked.
Long booked. Now, we do have an app for you, and I'll put this on the IPR website, indianapublicradio.org. That is weather.rap.ucar.edu/satellite. And of course, you're in the shower right now. You can't write it down with soap on the wall or something like that, so we'll put this on the website for you. weather.rap.ucar.edu/satellite. And that's a real-time visible satellite. They also have a infrared and some other selections there for you, so you can see the cloud cover. But right now, the forecast for here is for pretty decent skies. So any other advice you can give us for looking at the eclipse?
If you can't get glasses, make yourself a little pinhole viewer. Just take a piece of cardboard and put an 1/8-inch hole in it and let the sun shine. Don't look through the hole, but you let the sun go through the hole and shine onto another card, and you get an image of the sun.
Excellent, excellent.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
So we're not going to look at the sun. We're going to see the sun as described right there through proper glasses. Dr. Ron Kachuk, thank you very much for being with us here. And happy eclipse.
Absolutely.